505 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. I am looking at right now a photo of this Tim Walz out of Minnesota. People are asking, why does Tim Walz always like to wear the Special Forces crest? Tim Walz did not serve in Special Forces. He's not entitled to wear that in terms of his actual service. Well, is he wearing it because he got it as a gift? That was one of his explanations. Again, just one. Or is he trying to mislead people? You know, I sit here in the former plaque shack. I really am trying to replace so many of the plaques. I do have a spot reserved, though. I have to tell you this. You know, once the video things are done from the most recent Quest for Cookies presentation for the Friendship Circle, they're going to be submitted. It's essentially a master's degree in motivational speaking. So once they get in, then I'm going to submit them. Excuse me. And, well, I'm hoping it's approved. And if it's approved, then I do have a spot on the wall for that. There's going to be definitely going to be a spot for a master motivational speaker. You no doubt about that. But, you know, some of the other stuff I'm just trying to take down, trying to put up some programs from various speaking engagements that I've done and photos with family and photos with friends and stuff like that. But a huge part of what is here at the former Plaque Shack are pieces of my dad's service to this nation. All right? My dad was not in the Special Forces, so there are no Special Forces pins here. My dad was in the United States Army. By the way, my dad was never an officer in the Army. So there are no representations of him having achieved officer status. In other words, his service is honestly reflected in the stuff that I have displayed here. My dad served as a military police officer, so we've got the brass sword, the armband. I got a badge. Now, at the time he served as a military police officer, they did not actually wear badges on their breast, but they did in later years get a badge that is worn on the chest. So, well, all right, I know he didn't wear this one, but I'm putting it up there. And I've got a couple of his old nightsticks. One of them was essentially for, I guess, everyday duty, if you will, and one was, at least in theory, more in your Class A's. It's a slightly different color and a slightly different shape. But that's what's up here. I've got a small, it's amazing to me, he spent 40-some-odd years in the service of the United States government. Not all of the military, he was a civilian employee for the bulk of that, but he's got a very, very small plaque. It's like, I don't know, a little 4x6 or something. I mean, it's small, but that's hanging up here. I've got a letter from the president commending him for something he did. That's hanging up on the wall. And I got one or two things that I've done. You know, one of the things I did was to take my old badges and patches from each of the agencies that I worked with throughout the years and put them into frames. So I finally completed that the other day. And I've got them up. You know, I wouldn't have anything up where I didn't serve. Right? I would say, oh, yeah, you know, all that time I spent as an FBI officer, agent, or officer. FBI has its own police department as well. Right? I didn't do that. I'm not going to say that I did. So for this Tim Walz to say that he was this or that when he wasn't that, my God, it's just so insulting any way you slice it. And these lies have been part of the official Tim Walz websites and publications. And you know, he's never been shy about telling people he was in war when he was never in a combat situation. He had told people in his official information, and the Kamala Harris site said he served for 25 years. Well, he didn't. He served for 24 years. And again, I'm willing to give him a pass on that one. Sometimes you round up, right? He served for 24 years in 1 month. Do you look at the years and go, well, you know, I'm willing to give him that. I really am. I'm not going to beat him up on that one. He probably should have corrected it, but that would mean that he would have to pay attention to it in the first place. I'm not sure that he did. But he sure as hell knew that he was not a sergeant major. He knew he was not a command sergeant major. And he knew that by listing those things, he was insulting every single man and woman who had achieved that actual rank. That is the definition of stolen valor. Now, I want to give you some pieces from President Trump that you need to hear. You may or may not hear them elsewhere. I don't know. But cut number two, please.
I can't believe it. I never thought this was going to be the one that was picked. I know him a little bit. I helped him very much during the riots because his house was surrounded by people that were waving an American flag. Doesn't sound like very bad people. And he called me and he was very concerned, very, very concerned that it was going to get out of control. They only had one guard. I guess it was at the mansion or at his house in some form. And he called me. I said, what do you want me to do about it? I was in the White House. He said, if you would put out the word that I'm a good person. And I did. I put out the word. I said, he's a good person. I hope everything's good. And everybody put down their flags and took their flags with them. But they took their American flags and their MAGA flags and they left. It was thousands of people. And that was the first time I said, wow, that's very interesting. And he called me back and he thanked me very much. That's my only thing I ever had to do with him. He's a very, very liberal man, and he's a shocking pick, and I'm thrilled. I could not be more thrilled.
Okay. All right. So that's former President Trump on this Tim Walz character. I got news for you. Tim Walz is more than a very liberal guy. He is a socialist. Let's go all on. He's a communist. He said about socialism, one man's socialism is another man's neighborliness. How does that work? Because what you guys do in socialism is you take my stuff and you give it to somebody else that you like better. Or you keep it for yourself. That does not sound or seem particularly neighborly to me. All right, here's former President Trump speaking about our not ready for primetime Vice President Kamala Harris. Cut number three.
Well, I am. I'm going to be doing that, what he's doing, what he wants. If you look at his record with no walls, no security, let everybody in, he's worse than they are. You know, nobody knew how radical left she was, but he's a smarter version of her, if you want to know the truth. He's probably about the same as Bernie Sanders. He's probably more so than Bernie Sanders. She is more so than Bernie Sanders. That's got to be your guide, Bernie Sanders, and it's not a great guide. But there's never been a ticket like this. This is a ticket that would want this country to go communist immediately, if not sooner. We want no security. Mm-hmm. We want no anything. He's very heavy into transgender. Anything transgender he thinks is great. And he's not where the country is on anything. Okay, let me tell you, this is a shocking pick. And I think it's very insulting to Jewish people. And I think it's very insulting to people that want security. I think it's very insulting to anything having to do with making America great again.
He's right. President Trump is absolutely, positively right. There's nothing that he said there that is untrue. Nothing. Now I'd like to know, will people be made aware of that? Will people hear what he had to say? I hope so. I promise I will do my part. I will share that over and over and over and over and over again. But it is a difficult time right now in this country, and there's no nice way to say that. And I know there are people who are just, it's almost like they're afraid to push the button. The button's got to be pushed. Well, Jeff, I don't know. Donald Trump said something once and I didn't like it. And he had those mean tweets. And I understand all that. I really do. Believe it or not, I'm a very sensitive guy. I am completely and totally empathetic in that regard. But I also know that I love my children and I love this country. And I know that my children will have an opportunity if President Trump is returned to the Oval Office. And I know that my children will not have that opportunity if Kamala Harris gets to the Oval Office. And so I have to put my sons ahead of me. And I've done that throughout their lives. I've made some pretty big sacrifices, and I don't necessarily talk about them on the air. You may not know about them. That's okay. But I'm here to tell you, I've made some very big sacrifices for my sons. Because I think that's what I'm called to do. And even if I sat here and said, man, I don't like the way Trump talks. I don't like his style. That was mean tweet. But okay. Let's say, I mean, I don't actually feel that way, but let's say I felt that way. 110%. And then I said, okay. So I can have like a temper tantrum. I'll vote someplace else. Or I can say, you know what? All that stuff stinks. But he's still going to give opportunities to my sons. I'm on the side of my sons and yours. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.